Is that not the truest statement ever? I've got that holiday spirit. Gimme, 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 gimme. See, the great thing in my household, there aren't usually gifts exchanged because we forget about it. We don't forget about the holiday. We just forget to get each other gifts. And there might be a whole lot of nog going on. I'm not sure. But hey, the DBs, that's the DBs doing holiday spirit. Hey, before that, how about Elvis Costello from the Spike album doing it was a hit, Veronica. But what was really interesting about that song was, if you were unaware, the song was co-written by Paul McCartney. And I forget what song Paul had a hit out around that time too. This would have been, let's call it 1989. And I remember I was working at a radio station where they actually would pay you. They call those commercial radio stations. And I asked the program director, I'm like, why are we not playing the new Paul McCartney song? It's actually really good. It's a great pop song. It would fit in our very bland format. And he said, I can't play it because Elvis Costello has a co-writing credit there. And our listeners would just be appalled that we're playing something that's connected to Elvis Costello. That is a very true story. Hey, before the Elvis Costello, though, brand new music from the Gold Needles. New album's called Mood Elevator. Turns to Gold, the single I played for you. Wednesday Week gave us Christmas Here. Pulled that off of a compilation called Ho 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 Spice, which ironically contains no hoes or Spice Girls. Or spice in any direction, but it's a great little comp that came out back in 2003. It was a charity comp. Let me look at it. It was the charity, hospice. That's what it was for. Makes sense. Ho, 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 hospice. Ho, 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 spice. Wow. Took me 20-some years just to finally get it. Speaking of getting it, how about R.E.M. starting off the entire set from Murmur with Moral Kiosk. B-52. you know, in this holiday season with your dry, unwatered Christmas tree, I got to remind you that a single ember that escapes a flame can cause a wildfire, and that same ember can travel over a mile, carrying a world of trouble. Yep, it can land, ignite, and destroy your home and your community. But there are some simple steps that you can adapt to wildfire, like clearing the areas around buildings, knowing community safe zones that you can do to help protect your home and community from wildfire damage. But becoming fire adapted is more than one person can do on alone. Ask your neighbor, talk to your friends, tell them to talk to their neighbors, because it's a community project to protect all the homes. If you go to fireadapted.org, you can find more ways to protect your home from wildfires. This public service mention is brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and, once again, your friends here at WRCT. Now, I mentioned my show tonight. It's a four-hour show like it is every Friday evening, and it's probably divided up into little segments, but I am specifically formatting the show tonight, December 19th, 2025. I am formatting it where the first 2 hours, which you are in right now, will feature some holiday songs and some just general Viva La Goodness. The second 2 hours will have another theme, which once again will have Viva La Goodness in it. But it'll be a different theme, and I'm going to tell you what that theme is in about 50 minutes. My buddy Jimmy said, Moxter, you host an 80s night at Arsenal Lanes. Do you ever play Killing Joke? And I'm like, oh, my God. No, I don't. But I love Killing Joke.
Hey there, rock stars. This is Punky Meadows of Angel. Merry Christmas. You're listening to the Mock Star on WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM.
When it is cold and it's snowing outside, sitting with you by the fireside, there's no place that I'd rather be than on this Christmas night, just you and me.
unwrap you at Christmas. You are the gift for me.
Their Christmas EP, which was literally two songs. That was Weezer from, I think, 2001 doing Christmas Celebration. Before that, the Monkees, 2018 is when they released their Christmas album called The Monkees Christmas Party. Would you unwrap you at Christmas from the Monkees? Punky Meadows in there. Camille in Highland Park was like, Moxter, please, could you play some Punky Meadows? Heard this last night on the radio. I'd like to hear it again. It is the holiday season, and we've got like a week to play the song. So I played Punky Meadows of Angel fame doing Wrap Me Up, because he does call me the Mox Star. I am the Mox Star of your Friday nights. I am. My name is Paul. It's a show called Viva La Mox. Before the Punky Meadows, Jack Ruby's from their brand new album, Visions in the Bowling Alley, gave us a primordial sludge. It's kind of what I give you every Friday night, a little primordial sludge that you wade through. Start off the entire set with the Killing Joke, or just Killing Joke. With 80s, Jimmy, buddy of mine, said, Moxter, could you please play that when you're doing 80s, 90s night at Arsenal Lane? Speaking of visions in the bowling alley, I usually have those on Thursdays when I'm at Arsenal Lanes. I have a lot of visions. And I forgot to play it last night. He wasn't there, so unless he's listening now, he doesn't know that. But I played said song for you, 80s from Killing Joke, for Jimmy and for you, because it's a great song. We're about halfway through the second half of the first half of my radio program. I'll let you do the math on that, but just to let you know, you got a little bit more than 30 minutes left of this first half, which I'm playing a lot of songs, and I'm putting a lot of holiday songs in the spirit of that. And then the second half, which starts in about a half hour, will have a completely different theme. Isn't that crazy? If you got a suggestion for a song, shoot me an email at wrctrequest@gmail.com. Or call me up, 412-268-WRCT. Tom reached out on the email and said, how about some unwritten law? With holiday, does that not fit your show? And I said, it sure does.
Sometimes I can knock you down. Just gotta pick your ass up off the ground. Off the ground. It probably don't matter anyway. Cause in the end, okay, because life's a holiday. Holiday. Don't wanna go and work harder. Just to keep my head up.
We'll be right back.
You know, I don't know why, but after playing that song, I got to tell you about a show that's right here in WRCT called A Minute Pause. Now, a minute pause is a small, almost insignificant amount of time, which is different than a minute pause. They're spelled the same, but a minute pause is 60 seconds of space. So you should get it right every Tuesday from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. with DJ Sean Watson, because he gives you a minute pause. And he plays some good stuff like that. In fact, right now, as I am speaking to you, Sean's down at Arsenal Lanes spinning music. And what's great is when Sean spins music down at Arsenal Lanes, he just brings boxes of 45s and only plays vinyl. I don't, vinyl at a bowling alley. Those two things, you know, they go together like Nutella and, well, what goes with Nutella? I don't know. I'm sure you're answering that, and you may, because I'm just not a fan. Hey, that was The Damned, if you didn't know that. Damned if you will, damned if you won't. That was The Damned with a There Ain't No Sanity Clause. Stand Still before that with their twist on a little tune we all know. That was I Saw Daddy Kissing Santa Claus. Sugar in that set of music as well from Copper Blue gave us If I Can't Change Your Mind. Played Squirt Gun, their 1995 Christmas single, Blue Christmas, on beautiful blue vinyl. If you were listening last week, you heard me play their 1997 Christmas single, White Christmas, which was on white vinyl. And then Unwritten Law from 2006 from the self-titled album with a holiday. Tom listening somewhere in our listening area. I don't know. I don't have Tom's address, but Tom's listening. I think he's in Bloomfield. I could be wrong, but let's just say Tom from Bloomfield wanted to hear some Unwritten Law with holiday because he's like, it's the spirit, right? Is it not? And you're right, Tom, it is the spirit. Speaking of spirit, I got to remind you that, I was going to say, is it Speck Brothers? It is. Speck Brothers Pizza proudly supports WRCT Pittsburgh. Speck Brothers located at 5107 Penn Avenue in the Bloomfield, or technically Garfield neighborhood. They specialize in vegan and vegetarian alternatives, but they offer pizza and hoagies and wings and salads and so much more. For more information, speckbrothers.com. That is speakbrothers.com. We got about, I'm going to officially give it about 17 minutes. 17 minutes before the first half of this radio program's done, which means I'm going to stop playing all the Christmas songs and segue into a second half, which has other songs on the docket. But before I get into either half, it's that middle half you have to worry about. Got a caller who called up 412-268-WRCT and said, hey, Moxster, what about some heartthrobs? Could you please play me some heartthrobs? And I said, you better believe it. From Cleopatra Grip, it's Dreamtime. It's some heartthrobs here by request. WRCTRequest@gmail.com is how you can get a request on the air. We'll be right back.
voice is like a knife. All the things I could have said are multiplying in my head. Now I've lost my mind, dear. No one told me rock is dead. Oh, summer's gone and I'm in love with a lion tamer. When the sun gets down, I'm leaving this town. Something's keeping me away. Thought I heard just I was headed for a fall when I thought I had it all. I was cutting corners and walking into walls. And everything I ever knew, now I know it's never true. I've been running in circles. Someone else. Yeah.
the B-side. That is the B-side from a 1981's Victim of Circumstance album, or I should say single. Joan Jett and the Blackhearts doing Little Drummer Boy, wrapping up that set of music. And before that, Three Fingered Cowboy from 1999 from their second and final album, Hooray for Love. A Birmingham, Alabama-based band with the Lion Tamer. Played some Heavenly in that set of Heavenly in that set of music as well from their 1993 album Heavenly Versus Satan, with a cool guitar boy. Unrest gave us So Sick, and started off the entire set with some requested Heartthrobs. Went back to a Cleopatra Grip for a Dreamtime to make that happen. Always appreciate when the requests come in. They can come in via the phone, 412-268-WRCT.